Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 7th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold, if you'll rise.
If you don't mind, please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you asking you for your divine wisdom to lead and guide this court in the right direction, betterment of the citizens of Jefferson County. Father, we ask that you put your loving arms around each family from our county that have loved ones away fighting wars to protect our liberty. Father, we ask that you keep all of the other elected bodies in this county strong and vibrant, moving in the right direction. Father, we ask these blessings in your darling son's name.
Please join me in the pledge, Your Honor. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will first go to purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for invitation for bids for term contracts for motor fuel for Jefferson County. Item B, consider and possibly approve specifications for requests for proposals for lease of properties acquired as a result of the Ike buyout. Item C is to award term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County to Petroleum Traders and Tracon Inc., as shown on Attachment A. Item D is to execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for IFB term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Petroleum Traders, and item E is the same for with Tracon Inc. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file contract for masonry restoration at the Ben Rogers Visitor Center with Bruce's General Construction in the amount of $80,000. Item G, to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to the IFB for Sabine Natchez Navigation Control Building to reduce the contract amount by $30,000 to account for removal of 4-inch HDPE boring pipe, and increase contract amount by $35,250 to account for the addition of 6-inch HDPE bore piping and 2-inch HDPE carrier piping and 1-inch HDPE carrier piping, 3 conductors, number 6 ground tray table, and 1 optic fiber cable. Change results in a $5,200 increase to the contract price, bringing the total contract price to $2,473,100. And this is a TDRA round one disaster funding from Ike that's paying for this job. The Sabine Natchez Navigation District is a subgrantee of the county under this grant program. Item H is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to the Jefferson County Masonry and Window Restoration Project with Phoenix One Restoration Construction Limited in the decreased amount of $9,327.50 due to credits. This brings the contract total of $6,676,672.50. It will increase the contract time by 30 days, which means that the substantial completion is now due on February 18th, 2012. Item I is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.1511 for broken or obsolete items. Item J is to consider and possibly approve a final donation of Jefferson County Library books and video inventory as authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A4 to the following charitable organizations: Nome Baptist Church, Marion and Ed Hughes Public Library, New Covenant Word Church, Greater Good Hope Baptist Church, West Tabernacle Baptist Church, City of Port Neches Library, Nederland High School Library, Highland Park Elementary Library, C.O. Wilson Middle School. Do I have a motion on those items? It's been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on those items? They've not been providing us with anything on that issue. They've been, most of their discussions have been directly with TDRA. However, the control building, the four gate structure was awarded to Williams Brothers, and the control building was awarded to Williamson Construction, which I believe is a local company. Any other discussion?
Judge, I don't see.
No, he's in the mental hearing. Yes. You know, Jefferson County utilized federal hazard mitigation grant program funds to buy out a number of residences that were inundated by Ike flood waters, and which were found to be below base flood elevation, and those properties have now been demolished, and the vacant land is going to be put out for lease to adjacent property owners and others to hopefully take care of it and alleviate or relieve our commissioners from having to mow the grass on those. Any other discussion?
Judge, I'd like to take a moment to thank publicly our architects and general contractors on the courthouse restoration project for sitting down and negotiating a credit back to the project currently being undertaken. It's not too often that we have decreases to a bid project, and I think that's great that they were able to do that, and hopefully this project will come in under budget at the end of the day. So thank y'all, and keep vigilant on that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider authorizing the county judge to terminate a burn ban order. Item B is to receive and file amendment number 2 to TDRA contract number DRS010219 for CDBG disaster recovery non-entitlement grant program funds. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department to submit a grant application for the U.S. Department of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Fiscal Year 2011 Comprehensive Anti-Gang Strategies and Programs Grant. And I would say we've got Mr. Robert Hobbs, Mr. John Roth, Ms. Davlin Walston from the U.S. Attorney's Office with us here today, and you're all more than welcome to speak to this issue. My understanding from my investigation is that we haven't noted in our adult jail population that we're having any gang problems locally, but we also understand that we need to get ahead of the curve to make sure that we don't start to have those kind of problems in our juvenile population. This may be an opportunity to intervene and prevent.
Right. First, good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. Thank you for having us here. My name is John Ross. I'm here in my capacity as Project Safe Neighborhoods Coordinator for the Eastern District of Texas to talk to you and represent the U.S. Attorney's Office this morning and just give you briefly an overview of our nexus to this particular grant. Touch on some issues that maybe have been of some concern potentially, and give you an opportunity to ask me any questions you'd like to ask me. Project Safe Neighborhoods is a Department of Justice program that's been very successful in combating gun and drug-related violent crime in our communities across the country for a number of years. Since 2009, we have been, Malcolm Bales, the United States Attorney, Mr. Bales, has continued our district's focus in Jefferson County. We're all grateful for that. Those of us particularly have been here all our lives. We've reaped a lot of benefits from this program in our area. I will submit to the court. Now, to bring us up to speed where we are today, We have had an initiative since 2009 in South Jefferson County, primarily Port Arthur, that's been fairly effective, and we're looking to extend the gains we've made and push them into the future for the safety of that community in particular. This, in my position, I'm constantly getting grants opportunities that come to my attention, and the direction is from Department of Justice is to forward these to your community partners' attention so that they can, you know, seize the opportunities as they may. As a backdrop to what I'm telling you right now, and I meant to mention this initially, there is a recognition now that we're operating under from the Department of Justice, a directive and an understanding that most of us share that we cannot prosecute or arrest our way out of some of the situations we find ourselves, our communities in across the country, right? And what the Department of Justice is doing with these grants is they are promoting a three-legged approach to combating these community problems. And that approach, the three legs are, first, prosecution. We've been doing quite well here for a long time. But the other two legs are intervention and prevention being one leg, and concentration on reentry being the other leg. These are areas that have been neglected for some time. We have a tremendous amount of prisons here in Jefferson County. We're doing very little. We do a lot on the prosecution side, and we turn away. We don't do anything for these individuals when they get out of the penitentiary trying to reintegrate in the community. So the grants that are coming to our attention are to further, generally speaking, these other two legs of the Department of Justice strategy. What you have in this particular grant now, it's a gang prevention grant I submit to the court. I don't believe that there's any great gang problem in Jefferson County, as you might see in some other larger cities where you have very established and traditional gang presence. What we do have in Jefferson County, we have some concerns, and we certainly have reason to be preemptive in our approach. And that's what this is about. Particularly in South County, they have some problems with some Hispanic gangs that we know, based on our experience over the last year and a half in Port Arthur, they're starting out at a very young age. And if nowhere else in Jefferson County, this type of opportunity, this type of grant would be useful in combating or addressing that situation. Combat's too strong of a word. So that's where we are. We are a facilitator for the community, and it's going to be up to the community to take these things and run with them. We don't apply for these grants. They're Department of Justice grants. In this particular case, we had brought it to the Port Arthur's attention some time ago. But as you may know, this thing is, we're on a deadline now, or the grant is on a deadline that's going to run this Friday. The Port Arthur Police Department is not equipped at this time to be an applicant for this grant. It took some time to sort that out. We, exactly what I did, I contacted IEA, and specifically
Dr. Norton?
No. Well, I was put in touch with Angelica Aver.
Okay.
At IEA, and I can't believe I'm blank on Regina Rogers' name, but I called Regina first. She put me in touch with Angelica, who put me in touch with Carl Griffith and Associates. I had no idea that they were in the business of facilitating grants in our community. In fact, they have an office in Port Arthur. So from the time that they came on board, I must say we've made great progress in lining up potential community partners. That process has been hashed out at an accelerated rate over the last 2 weeks or so. There are some good partners in place. There's a good application being put together. Again, ultimately, it's going to be up to those community partners to run with this. But at the very least, what I see, I'm sure I've exceeded my 3 minutes. I apologize to the court. But what I see is an opportunity, even if we're unsuccessful, say we being the community of Jefferson County, we're unsuccessful on this particular grant, I believe we're going to be better positioned as a community to catch these things when they're coming, when they come across. Some of them, frankly, are going to be a lot more beneficial potentially than this one. For example, intervention, which I mentioned earlier, something that has got to be addressed. It really does. With as many prisons and jails as we have in this county, I That's something. And in fact, there is a grant opportunity that's being applied for by a faith-based group. I think it's going to come up. And I don't know whether or not they're going to be successful. But the point is, and I'll wrap up, is that these things come to our attention. We want to be able to send them out to people, to groups that can run with them. And to that extent, I'm so happy to be in front of you all. And it occurred to me that we should probably be talking more often because you all have your finger on the community, you know, pulse of your community. With that, I'll take any questions you may have.
Well, I'm not going to give you a question, but I'll say this. I want to applaud you and the U.S. Attorney's Office for, number one, bringing it to us because it's for the betterment of our community all around. I don't think it's a negative. It's a positive. It's all depending on the eyes that you look through. So I know of several of churches and different groups that think it is a total positive for our community as a whole.
Right, and one of the last things you said is we need to have more face-to-face much better face-to-face communication. Coming from the school district of 20 years in Port Arthur, I understand where you came from with the initial involvement in the South County, Port Arthur area. There's two kinds of approaches to gang and crime and anything. There's the proactive and the reactive. Reactive is much more expensive than the proactive. And that's why I support this. But I still say, and I'm glad you have Carl Griffin and Associates on board. The proactive approach is going to save us tons of money, millions of dollars. So that's the type of grants that I'd like to make sure we put the community partners in contact with, and I applaud your approach, and I appreciate what you're doing. I totally support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Okay, thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
Item D is to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Carol Hawthorne as the Executive Director of the Dispute Resolution Center. Item E is to consider and possibly appoint a committee to evaluate lease proposals for leases of properties in the buyout program. Committee to be comprised of Fred Jackson, Gary Tenner, Leon Campbell, Stephen Gary, and Kenneth Shepherd.
Shepherd, one.
Okay. Item F is consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute the modification of agreement with Transportation Security Administration. Item G is receive and file renewal of RV park management agreement. Item H is consider and approve intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont relating to distribution of the 2007 Supplemental Port Security Grant Program. Item I is to receive and file the grant award from Beamer for the Jefferson County Coastal Impact Assistance Program Administration in the amount of $57,323.43. They have a motion on these items.
Second.
And moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any further discussion?
I'd just like to thank Kara for being here today and really looking forward to working with you, pending the outcome that we're fixing to have here in a minute on this vote. But I'm confident that you're gonna be able to go in there and really put us in a good direction for dispute resolution. And I appreciate Debbie Walmack. She has really taken the lead in the interim, and I'm sure she will serve the office well, Kara. So good to have you here today.
I didn't see y'all sitting back there. Congratulations. In a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. Yeah. Make it official.
Also,
yes, it was read to terminate the burn ban.
Also, Jeff, depending on the outcome, as far as Kara goes, I hope we can keep our previous agreement that we had in place for Port Arthur. We'll visit if you win this vote. Okay.
Kara and I had the opportunity to speak early on last week, and she's got a lot of good ideas that she can bring to that office, so those will be topics of discussion. So.
I vote.
Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motions carry unanimously. Now say congratulations.
Congratulations. Kara, would you like to say anything?
Uh, I'll be brief because I know y'all are very busy today. You have a long agenda, but I am honored to be chosen and unanimously chosen at, and I look forward to working this position. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You got anybody you want to introduce?
Do you mind?
Go ahead.
I'd like to introduce my wonderful husband, Zach Hawthorne, who's seated right there. He's also been nominated as a new magistrate judge for the federal court. So he's pending background check. So
uh-oh.
Give our fingers crossed. and also my father-in-law, Lum Hawthorne.
Good to have y'all here today.
Now that's where you might have trouble with the background. It's an honor to have y'all here. Okay, under County Auditor, item A, regular county bills, checks number 350150 through check 350352 for the week ended 2/28/2011. And regular county bills, checks number 350353 through check number 350627 for the week ended March 7th. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A, it's to consider and possibly authorize the County Treasurer to execute release of excess collateral with the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company and the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston for the funds of Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize the County Treasurer to execute release of excess collateral with the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company and the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston for the funds of Jefferson County District and County Clerk Trust Funds. Item C is to receive and file the investment schedule for February 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Conscious, would you like to say anything about the year-to-date total earnings on the county funds or the investment schedule?
Well, as you can see, the portfolio is shrinking fast. We've got a lot of maturities coming up during this year, and the ones that aren't maturing are being called. We had two called last month. I had one called this morning. So these higher rates are going away, and it looks like our weighted average yield is shrinking even worse. So there will be a meeting of the investment advisory group coming up pretty soon, and I have some ideas of how we might be able to at least stop the bleeding a little bit. So anyway, there's really not a whole lot to offer out there that we can invest in accordance with the Public Funds Investment Act. So the highest rate of return that I can get is on our investment account, Wells Fargo, which is of course completely liquidatable. But I moved a lot of money with a lot of tax money coming in last January. I built up the investment account, which was at 0.36%, so I was able to triple our income in that account from last month. So I'm doing the best I can. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's it. Low interest rate environment's good for people wanting to borrow money, not so good for people who are investing money. But thank you for your watchfulness over that. Okay, on those items under County Treasurer, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, carried unanimously. That completes our regular agenda item, and we'll be recessing out of regular commissioner's court into a workshop to hear a presentation from the MIS department on the efficacy of a paperless commissioner's court. Any of you who want to stay and hear about that, you're more than welcome to stay. If you want, we'll take about a minute break here and let those of you who want to leave, commissioners.
Yes, Judge, I don't know what their job duties are, but I want to say that I appreciate Mr. Jerome Delafoss and Mr. Patrick Swain for something they did last week. I think it's going beyond what their scope of job duty is, but I appreciate you two guys. Thank you.
Commissioner, anything else?
Judge, I want to compliment you. You put together a potential impact from House Bill 1 and Senate Bill 1 on Jefferson County. I think it's very important that We stay vigilant over it, and a couple of those areas where, you know, I think we talked about it, where we may be reduced $31,000 annually on the road, lateral road fund. I think it'd be impact us even much more, because when damage of the roads occur, we have to rebuild those roads, and it costs quite a bit to rebuild. I think it's also going to be on the permits. I think it's this travesty that heavier trucks can come through our county and tear up roads, and we don't get even that small stifling. So everyone, we must stay very vigilant, talking to our state reps and friends outside of here to get them to see that it's not conducive for counties. That's unfunded mandates in every form and fashion.
You know, I think everyone on the court is face the reality that the state legislature has an extremely difficult job in front of it in balancing the state budget as it's constitutionally required to do. The state constitutionally cannot levy a property tax. However, that's how they've chosen to fund the budgets of county government and city government and school district. That was their decision. One of the things that scares us at the county level, whenever there are budgetary constraints at the state level, is that there's a tendency to leave in place programs and services. They will not fund them, as they're the ones who originally passed the law requiring the programs or services to be provided. But when funding's cut, they don't cut the requirement that it be provided, they just cut the funding. And so they indirectly are levying a property tax by forcing counties who operate on property taxes to fund those programs. They've got some very difficult decisions to make up there this year. We're very concerned about the impact they're gonna have on the county budget. Cuts to things like mental health spending could cause significant issues for us in law enforcement, corrections, and public health. So stay involved and watch what's going on in Austin. Fortunately, we've got two state legislators here that have historically supported preventing unfunded mandates, and hopefully that's going to. All right, well, we'll recess, and then we'll give Mr. Halegda a minute or two to set up. Thank you for being here today. Thank you.